بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we are still learning with the diseases of the heart, and we are learning the third class of oppression, al-zulm. And the title of the class today is Allah's Right on All Human Beings. Inshallah, today we will start to learn about oppression, zulm, as over the last 2 weeks we learned about justice and we learned about the rights and the trusts. Today, inshallah, we will start to learn about the oppression. And in these classes, we will learn, inshallah, the definition of oppression, types of oppression, the answered supplication of the oppressors, the punishment of the oppressors in this worldly life and in the hereafter, the ways to prevent oppression. We will start with the definition of oppression. Oppression means injustice, aggression, doing the inappropriate, exceeding the rights of others, and preventing the rights of others. Oppression in Islam means aggression against rights without a divine permit. Accordingly, the definition of the oppressed is the one whose divine rights have been under verbal or physical attack, that is to say, the one to whom injustice has been done. Definition of the oppressor: the oppressor is the aggressor against rights without a divine permit, that is to say, the one who prevents a right and the one who does the inappropriate. At the beginning, sisters, we must learn that Allah forbids oppression for himself. In Al-Hadith Al-Qudsi, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah said, "O my slaves, I have forbidden oppression for myself, and I have made it forbidden among you, so don't oppress one another." This is a clear proof that oppression is forbidden by Allah regarding himself, the Almighty, and also is forbidden among the human beings. And this is a command from Allah that not to oppress one another. In other verses of the Quran, it was always the clarification that Allah has forbidden oppression for himself, a proof of that great harm. We will read now from the verses of the Quran the proof that Allah has forbidden oppression for himself. We will start with Surah number 3, verse number 108. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق وما الله يريد ظلما للعالمين. These are the verses of Allah. We recite them to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon you, in truth. And Allah wills no injustice to the mankind. We will read again from Surah number 10, Surah Yunus, verse number 44. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لا يظلم الناس شيئا ولكن الناس أنفسهم يظلمون. Truly Allah wrongs not mankind in aught, but mankind wrong themselves. Again, the meaning is that truly Allah never oppress any mankind, but mankind oppress themselves. We will read now from Surah number 41, verse number 46. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من عمل صالحا فلنفسه ومن أساء فعليها وما ربك بظلام للعبيد. Whosoever does righteous good deed, it is for the benefit of his own self. And whosoever does evil, it is against his own self. And your Lord is not at all unjust to his slaves. We will read again regarding the same meaning. Allah never oppress any human being, from Surah number 43. Verse number 76. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما ظلمناهم ولكن كانوا هم الظالمين. We never oppress them, but they were the الظالمون. That is to say, the oppressors. So in all these verses of the Quran, Allah the Almighty proved that He had forbidden oppression for Himself, a fact which must be clear to every believer in the oneness of Allah. Now we will learn about types of oppression in Islam. The first type of oppression in Islam, and the worst and the greatest oppression in Islam, is related to associating partners with Allah. This oppression, which is the worst oppression, will lead to loss of reward of all the deeds, as all the deeds are not accepted from Allah. Allah is the one for whom all our worship must be directed, and only to Him. So the worst and the greatest oppression in Islam is related to associating partners with Allah. The second type of oppression in Islam is the oppression of the self through the disobedience of Allah's commands and doing sin. This kind of oppression actually is forgiven by Allah whenever the slave will ask Allah for forgiveness. The third type of oppression is related to other people, that is to say, when we don't fulfill the trust of other people, and when we exceed our limits regarding the rights. This is the oppression related to other people, and in order to to be away from this kind of oppression, we must always remember that other people are having rights on us, and if we don't fulfill these rights, we will be considered as oppressors. So actually today we will start with the worst and the first type of oppression and the greatest type of oppression, which is related to Allah's right on His slaves. Because this is the greatest trust in our life, as we learned in the previous class, that the greatest trust regarding the human being is to choose to worship Allah alone and to obey His commands. So if we don't choose to worship Allah alone, this means that we are exceeding the rights of Allah. This means that we are oppressors regarding the right of Allah on His slaves. Because when Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was asked about the right of Allah on His slaves, his answer was that the right of Allah on His slaves is to worship none but Him. Okay, so when we associate partners with Allah, this means that we are oppressors regarding the right of Allah on His slaves, the worst and the greatest oppression in life. Actually, we will read about that oppression from Surah Luqman, Surah number 31, verse number 13. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال لقمان لابنه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. And remember when Luqman said to his son, when he was advising him, O my son, join not in worship others with Allah. Verily, joining others in worship with Allah is a great oppression. and a great wrong deed. So again, sisters, this is the right of Allah not to worship others with Him, not to associate partners with Him. So whenever we associate partners with Him, this means that we are oppressors regarding the rights of Allah on His slaves. So the next question is, why this is the worst oppression? This is the worst oppression because this oppression is related to Allah. Allah, the Creator, the Owner, the Planner, the All-Knower of all that in the heavens and on the earth. Allah is the only one who deserves to be our Lord. We will read now from Surah Al-Ikhlas. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He is Allah the One, Allah as-Samad, the self-sufficient master whom all creatures need. He neither eats nor drink. He begets not, nor was He begotten, and there is none co-equal or comparable unto Him. This is Allah, the only Lord. So we are not supposed to associate any partners with Him. Also, we will read the greatest verse of the Quran, Ayat al-Kursi, from Surah al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 255, so that we can realize that only Allah deserves to be the Lord of the heavens and earth, our Lord, the only one without any partners. Surah number 2, verse number 255. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. الله, none has the right to be worshipped but He, the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes Him. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth. Who is He that can intercede with Him except with His permission? He knows what happens to them, His creatures, in this world, and what will happen to them in the hereafter, and they will never compass anything of His knowledge except that which He wills. His kursi extends over the heavens and the earth, and He feels no fatigue in guarding and preserving them, and He is the Most High, the Most Great. This is Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. All acts must be for Allah's obedience and according to His rules. The reality of the belief in Allah's oneness means never associating any partners with Him. We will read and we will learn and we will remember this fact from Surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 162, 163, 164, so that inshallah we will never oppress ourselves. The greatest oppression by associating partners with Allah, the only Lord of the heavens and the only Lord of the earth. From 161, Surah number 6, we will read from 161 to 164 to realize the reality of the belief in Allah's oneness. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إنني هداني ربي إلى صراط مستقيم دينا قيما ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين قل أغير الله أبغي ربا وهو رب كل شيء ولا تكسب كل نفس إلا عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى ثم إلى ربكم مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون.
Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, truly my Lord has guided me to a straight path, a right religion, the religion of Abraham, Hanifan, the true Islamic monotheism, to believe in one God, Allah, to worship none but Allah alone, and he has not of
al-mushrikun,
those who worship others than others with Allah. O Muhammad, peace be upon him, verily my prayer, my sacrifice, my living and my dying for Allah, the Lord of the Alameen, mankind, jinn, and all that exist. He has no partner, and of this I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims. Say, shall I seek a Lord other than Allah, while He is the Lord of all things? No person earns any sin except against himself only, and no bearer of burdens shall bear the burden of another. Then unto your Lord is your return, so he will tell you that wherein you have been differing.
Actually, sister, these verses of the Quran expresses complete dedication and submission to Allah in the most absolute of terms. It combines obligatory prayers, life and death. All is dedicated to Allah alone, the Lord of all the worlds, who controls and sustains them all, and conducts and determines all their affairs. In verse number 163, Allah said about himself, he has no partners. Allah has no partners. This is a command from Allah. And Prophet Muhammad is saying, I am the first of the Muslims. Okay. Then in verse number 164, the meaning of that verse is that, I will not seek a Lord other than Allah to be my master for the following reasons. Allah is the one who conducts all the affairs and determine the course of life. Number two, Allah is the one I am accountable to for my intentions and actions. Number three, Allah is the one who grants mercy and forgives to all. Number four, Allah controls all the universe and both you and I are sustained by Him. Number five, Allah is the one to Him we must return and face His reckoning. Number six, Allah is the one who reward or punish me on the day of judgment. Only Allah is the one. So long, Allah is the only one who gives life, causes death, runs the universe and all living things. So Allah is my only Lord with no partner. When we realize the fact that our life and the whole the universe, the heavens and the earth and whatever is in the heavens and the earth is created only by Allah. And I will give you the proofs now. Only created by Allah. Only owned by Allah. Only run by Allah. Only planned for by Allah, who knows everything. When I realize this from the depths of my heart and through my reflection, I will bear witness from the depths of my heart, there is no God by Allah, there is no partner with Allah. Accordingly, I am away from the worst and greatest oppression in life, which is associating partner with Allah. I saved myself from that worst type of oppression. Okay, now we will have the proof from the Holy Quran regarding Allah's oneness. We will learn from Allah's words and we will answer some questions which will remind us and actually will support our belief in the oneness of Allah, the most important belief in this worldly life. We will read now from Surah number 27. We will read from verse 59 to verse 64. Actually, these are very important verses of the Quran which must be clear to the heart and mind of every believer in the oneness of Allah, whether born Muslim or reverted Muslim. These verses of the Quran are very important to touch the heart of the believer so that it will guide your heart all the time only to Allah, the Almighty. When I call for need, when I supplicate, when I cry, when I need help, when I need support, when I am alone, only Allah and to Him alone I will direct my spirit, because Allah is the only Lord of the heavens and the earth with no partners. We will read now from Surah number 27, verse from 59 to 64. Now from Surah 27, from verse 59 to verse 64. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الله خير أما يشركون أمن خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل لكم من السماء ماء فأنبتنا به حدائق ذات بهجة ما كان لكم أن تنبتوا شجرها أإله مع الله بل هم قوم يعدلون أمن جعل الأرض قرارا وجعل خلالها أنهارا وجعل لها رواسي وجعل بين البحرين حاجزا أإله مع الله أكثرهم لا يعلمون أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء ويجعلكم خلفاء الأرض أإله مع الله قليلا ما تذكرون أمن يهديكم في ظلمات البر والبحر ومن يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته أإله مع الله تعالى الله عما يشركون أمن يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ومن يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أإله مع الله قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله وما يشعرون أيان يبعثون. Up to 65, 59 to 60.
Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, praise and thanks be to Allah, and peace be on his slaves whom he has chosen for his message. Is Allah better, or all that you ascribe partners to him? Of course Allah is better. Is not he better than your gods, who created the heavens and the earth and sends down for you water, rain from the sky, whereby we cause to grow wonderful gardens full of beauty and delight? It is not in your ability to cause the growth of their trees. Is there any ilah god with Allah? Nay, but they are a people who ascribe equals to him. Is not he better than your gods, who has made the earth as a fixed abode, and has placed rivers in the midst, and has placed firm mountains therein, and has set a barrier between the two seas of salt and sweet water? Is there any ilah god with Allah? Nay, but most of them know not. Is not he better than your gods, who responds to the distressed one when he calls him, and who removes the evil and makes you inheritors of the earth generations after generations? Is there any ilah god with Allah? Little is that you remember. Is not he better than your gods, who guides you in the darkness of the land and the sea, and who sends the winds as heralds and glad tidings, going before his mercy, rain? Is there any ilah god with Allah? High exalted be Allah above all that they associate as partners to him. Is not he better than your so-called gods, who originates creation and shall thereafter repeat it, and who provides for you from heaven and earth? Is there any Allah God with Allah? Say, bring forth your proofs if you are truthful. Say, none in the heavens and the earth knows the unseen except Allah. Nor can they perceive when they shall be resurrected.
Okay. Thank you very much. So actually, sister, these verses of the Quran are clarifying the reality of the oneness of Allah. And in these verses of the Quran, there are some questions which actually when we answer, we will say only Allah, only Allah. First question, who has created the heavens and the earth? Who has brought rain from the skies to bring forth pleasant gardens? Who has stabilized the earth, caused the rivers to run through it, and placed mountains on it? Who responds to a supplicant praying in desperation, and removes the harm? Who guides you in the darkness on the land and the sea? Who sends the wind? Who originates and repeats creation? Who provides sustenance for you from the heavens and the earth? Who can there be another? So can there be another deity alongside Allah? No, never. Allah is the only Lord in the heavens and the earth. Now we will read other verses of the Quran which is proving the same fact that Allah is the only Lord of the heavens and the earth, the reality of Allah's oneness and never associating any partners with Him. Surah number 23, we will read from verse 84 to verse 92. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 23, we will start from verse 84 to verse 92. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لمن الأرض ومن فيها إن كنتم تعلمون سيقولون لله قل أفلا تذكرون قل من رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم سيقولون لله قل أفلا تتقون قل من بيده ملكوت كل شيء وهو يجير ولا يجار عليه إن كنتم تعلمون سيقولون لله قل فأنى تسحرون بل آتيناهم بالحق وإنهم لكاذبون ما اتخذ الله من ولد وما كان معه من إله إذا لذهب كل إله بما خلق ولعلى بعضهم على بعض سبحان الله عما يصفون عالم الغيب والشهادة فتعالى عما يشركون.
Say who is earth, I'm sorry. Say who is the earth and whosoever is therein, if you know. They will say, it is Allah's. Say, will you not then remember? Say, who is the Lord of the seven heavens and the Lord of the great throne? They will say, Allah. Say, will you not then fear Allah, believe in His oneness, obey Him, believe in the resurrection and recompense of each and every good or bad deed? Say, in whose hand is the sovereignty of everything, treasures of each and everything? And He protects all, while against whom there is no protector. If Allah saves anyone, none can punish or harm him. And if Allah punishes or harms anyone, none can save him. If you know, they will say, all that belongs to Allah. Say, how then are you deceived and turn away from the truth? Nay, but we have brought them the truth, Islamic monotheism, and verily they, disbelievers, are liars. No son or offspring or children did Allah beget, nor is there any ilah God along with Him. If there had been many gods, behold, each god would have taken away what he had created, and some would have tried to overcome others. Glorified be Allah above all that they attribute to Him. All-knower of the unseen and the seen, exalted be He over they that associate partners with Him.
So actually, sister, these are the words of Allah, the Almighty, regarding His oneness. And I think that these words of the Quran can touch the heart of any believer and remind him of the greatest and worst oppression in life, which is related to associating partners with Allah. Actually, all the creatures in the heavens and the earth, they all prostrate to their only Lord, Allah the Almighty. We will learn that fact, which proves the oneness of Allah regarding all the creatures in the heavens and the earth, from Surah number 16. We will read from verse 49 to verse 53.
I thought of a chat with a lady, I forget what was the name of her religion, but she said that they had many gods. There was one creator, but he created several gods under him because the main creator was busy. And she did say that gods would fight each other.
Subhanallah. Very important question for that lady. How she knows that her gods are fighting with each other? She knows the language of the stones or whatever gods she is worshipping, so that they are fighting with each other. Subhanallah. You see, this is actually, the disbelief in oneness, the total confusion of the disbelief in Allah's oneness. Subhanallah. All praise to Allah that we believe in His oneness. From Surah 16, from verse 49 to 53, in order to learn about the fact that all the creatures are prostrating to their only Lord, Allah the Almighty, Surah number 16, verse number 49, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Actually, we will read from 48. We will start from 48. Surah number 16, verse number 48. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ يَتَفَيَّأُ ظِلَالُهُ عَنِ الْإِنِ وَالشَّمَائِلِ سُجَّدًا لِلَّهِ وَهُمْ دَاخِرُونَ وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ والملائكة وهم لا يستكبرون يخافون ربهم من فوقهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون وقال الله لا تتخذوا إلهين اثنين إنما هو إله واحد فإياي فارهبون وله ما في السماوات والأرض وله الدين واصبا أفغير الله تتقون وما بكم من نعمة فمن الله ثم إذا مسكم الضر فإليه تجأرون.
Have they not observed things that Allah has created, how their shadows incline to the right and to the left, making prostration unto Allah, and they are lowly? And to Allah prostrate all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, of the live moving creatures and the angels, and they are not proud, they worship their Lord Allah with humility. They fear their Lord above them, and they do what they are commanded. And Allah said, O mankind, take Ilahain. Take not Ilahain two gods with worship. Verily, He, Allah, is the only one, Ilah, God. Then fear me, Allah, much, and me alone. Be away from all kinds of sins and evil deeds that Allah has forbidden, and do all that Allah has ordained, and worship none but Allah. To Him belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and Adin Wasiba is His. Perpetual sincere obedience to Allah is obligatory. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah. Will you then fear any other than Allah? And whatever of blessings and good things you have, it is from Allah. Then when harm touches you, unto Him you cry aloud for help.
Okay. So again, sister, these are the words of Allah, clarifying the oneness of Allah, clarifying the command of Allah not to take two gods in worship. And Allah said, verily, Allah is the only one God. one Ilah, the only one whom we worship alone without associating any partners. Actually, this worshipping none but Allah is the meaning of our testimony in Islam, La ilaha illallah. Okay? And actually, I need to clarify to you, La ilaha illallah, worshipping none but Allah, is the greatest testification in life. Okay? Number one, regarding La ilaha illallah is the greatest testification in life, because Allah Himself testified that there is no God but Him. Okay, we will learn this from Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 18 and 19. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Shahidallahu annahu la ilaha illa huwa wal malaikatu wa ulul ilmi qa'iman bil qist. La ilaha illa huwa al-Azizul Hakim.
Allah bears witness that la ilaha illallah huwa. None has the right to be worshipped but He, and the angels and those having knowledge also give this witness. He is always maintaining His creation in justice. La ilaha illallah huwa. None has the right to be worshipped but He, the Almighty, the All-Wise.
Actually, in this verse of the Quran, Allah Himself stresses His oneness, and therefore He doesn't accept from His servants anything other than pure devotion to Him, which takes the form of Islam, total submission to Allah. The testification of the angels and the people of knowledge take the form of their total obedience to Allah's orders, looking to Him alone for guidance. Reason why worshipping none but Allah, La ilaha illallah, is the greatest testification in life is that La ilaha illallah is a covenant between the human nature and its creator. We will read this fact from Surah number 7, verse number 172. Surah number 7, verse number 132. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ أَوْ تَقُولُوا إِنَّمَا أَشْرَكَ آبَاؤُنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا ذُرِّيَّةً مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ أَفَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ 172-173.
And remember when your Lord brought forth from the children of Adam, from their loins, their seed, or from Adam's loin, his offspring, and made them testify as to themselves, saying, Am I not your Lord? They say, Yes, we testify, lest you should say on the day of resurrection, Verily, we have been unaware of this. Or lest you should say, It was only our fathers aforetime who took others as partners in worship along with Allah, and we were merely their descendants after them. Will you then destroy us because of the deeds of men who practiced polytheism and committing crimes and sins, invoking and worshipping others besides Allah?
Okay. Now we will continue to learn about La ilaha illallah, the greatest testification in life. La ilaha illallah, worshipping none but Allah, is the message of all the messengers whom Allah sent to humanity. We will learn from Surah number 21, verse number 25. Surah number 21. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون.
And we did not send any messenger before you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, but we inspired him, saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, and None has the right to be worshipped but I, Allah. So worship me alone and none else.
Okay. Also, sisters, regarding worshipping none but Allah, la ilaha illallah, it saves from the torment of the fire. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, whosoever testifies that there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, Allah will save him from the fire. But this is under the condition of living la ilaha illallah as a way of life. Okay? Also, la ilaha illallah is the key of paradise, worshipping none but Allah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the keys of the paradise, the testification of la ilaha illallah. Accordingly, sisters, now, worshipping none but Allah is the right of Allah. Okay? So, whoever will have or associate partnered with Allah will be one of the greatest oppressors, as we learn today about the greatest and worst oppression in life is to associate partnered with Allah. And actually, those oppressors will be exposed to the greatest punishment on the Day of Judgment. We will learn now about the punishment of those who associate partnered with Allah. Those are the greatest oppressors in life. We will read from Surah number 5, verse number 72. That we will. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار وما للظالمين من أنصار.
Verily, whosoever sets up partners in worship with Allah, then Allah has forbidden paradise for him, and the fire will be his abode. And for the zalimun, polytheists, and wrongdoers, there are no helpers.
And actually, sisters, in this verse of the Quran, Allah clarified to us that He mentioned the word al-zalimun, and this is the oppression. Okay, Allah is clarifying that those oppressors will not have any helpers because they have actually, they are the oppressors regarding the greatest and worst oppression in life, which is associating partners with Allah. Allah has forbidden paradise to them. You know, this is a Quranic rule which everyone must remember regarding oppression, and the fire will be there upon. Now we will learn more about the punishment. We will learn more about the punishment of those oppressors regarding associating partners with Allah. We will read from Surah number 33, Surah Al-Dumar, verse number 65 and 66. Surah number 39. Surah Zumar is Surah number 39. Okay, and we will read verse 65 and 66. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين.
And indeed it has revealed to you, and indeed it has been revealed to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, as it was to those Allah's messenger before you. If you join others in worship with Allah, then surely all your deeds will be in vain, and you will certainly be among the losers. Nay, but worship Allah alone and none else, and be among the grateful.
Okay. So actually, sisters, in these verses of the Quran, it is clear that whosoever says that such worship deities, be they statues made of stone, trees, jinn, shaitan, angels, or any other ever created, any part of the earth or anything that lives on the earth, will receive a great torment, as he is a great oppressor. So, alhamdulillah, today we learned about the first type of oppression, the worst and the greatest type of oppression, which is related to associating partners with Allah. Inshallah, from next class, we will start to learn in full details about the second type of oppression, which is related to sins and disobedience of Allah. And let us now make the dua, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Inshallah.